And where I'd been restricted in my view by the shape of the tunnel, now I came out into unrestricted view of this light. This light emanated from a central source or pivotal point out to the extremity of my vision. Radiant light and power and incredible beauty seemed to emanate to my right, to my left, above me. I'm standing and it looks like you've come to the hub of the entire universe, like the center of all the constellations, the focal point of life and light and power was seeming before me. As I stood there, the center seemed brighter and more radiant than the outer extremities. And I thought to myself, could there possibly be a person standing inside the center of this light, surrounded by this radiance? Or is this just an innate power, an impersonal force of good in the universe, and I have just come into the presence of it? You know, the yin and yang, or Eastern mysticism teaching, that this is just a force, not a person. As I stood there, thinking in my heart that question, a voice responded from within the center and said, "Ian, do you wish to return?" I thought, return? Where am I? I looked back. Behind me was a tunnel going back into darkness. I thought to myself, darkness? Hospital bed? Body? Am I out of my physical form and this is real? I quickly looked back. Everything seemed to be real. It seemed as though this could be reality. I looked back and said, I do not know where I am. If I am out of my physical form, I wish to return. The voice then spoke to me and said, Ian, if you wish to return, you must see in a new light. I thought, light, light, you are the light. If you are the light, you might be God. Words appeared, God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all. God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all. As I read these words, I realized that directly behind that light and in the center must be standing Almighty God. When I thought that, I thought, if that's God, what am I doing here? Someone's made a mistake. I should crawl out of here quickly. I should get under some rock or crawl back into the darkness where I belong. I started edging back from his presence. How many would wonder if someone had made a mistake if you were taken up into the presence of God tonight? You know, you can put a mask or a masquerade up before people. Well, I'll tell you what, in his presence, you're undone.
Does the somebody you're following know where they're going? Now I want to illustrate this, friend. The best way I know him. White cane religion. And this, by the way, is not comical. This is serious. Some of you are as blind. Young people, listen to me. Some of you are listening to garbage. Did you know, friend, there are people that talk about this revival and sway people away from the revival that are going to stand on Judgment Day? They're going to stand on Judgment Day for their blindness. The blind leading the blind. There are people that want to get saved at the Brownsville Revival. They wanted to get saved tonight, but before they got out their door, some blind guide got a hold of them. And said, you don't need to go over there. God can touch you right here. I'm warning you, friend. I'll go ahead and put them on. I'm asking you, friend, who you listening to? Does the one you're listening to know where they're going? Little girl, are you listening? are you listening to? The blind leading the blind. Who's leading you around, friends? Who's telling you what to do and where to go? Who's telling you how close to get to God and how close not to get to God? Who's telling you whether to get on fire or not on fire? Who's leading you down the path of life? I'm warning you, friend. Jesus said, can the blind lead the blind? No, they can't. They'll both fall into the ditch.
As Jesus was walking along, he saw a man who had been blind from birth.
Teacher, why was this man born blind? Was it a result of his own sins or those of his parents?
It was not because of his sins or his parents' sins. He was born blind so the power of God could be seen in him. All of us must quickly carry out the tasks assigned us by the one who sent me, because there is little time left before the night falls and all work comes to an end. But while I am still here in the world, I am the light of the world.
Then he spit on the ground, made mud with the saliva, and smoothed the mud over the blind man's eyes. He told him,
"Go and wash in the pool of Siloam."
Siloam means sent. So the man went and washed. And came back seeing.
He knew my name. My thought was as speech to him, and I knew his radiant light could search the most inner secrets of my heart. And I knew that if he could see me in that light, he would know the good and the evil that I committed. And I did not feel very worthy and very holy or very pure to stand in his presence that night. I felt ashamed, and I felt like I needed to pull back from his presence. As I pulled back from his presence, waves of light broke off his source and moved towards me. As the first wave moved, my hand started to, I could feel a tingling sensation as a power moved through me, went down to the depth of my heart, and I felt pure love touch me. Another wave came. God, you can't love me. Another wave came. So God, I've cursed you. Another wave came. Say, God, I've done so many things wrong. Another wave. Another wave. Another wave. I started to tell God every single sin that I knew I'd done that was wrong. And as I said that, his unconditional acceptance flooded into me. I said, God, I feel disgusted. More love. You realize, I've just prayed. More love started flooding in. I knew what lust was. I knew what sensuality was. But I tell you what, this was pure love, no strings attached. And the presence of this love literally began to touch the depth of who I was. I stood there, and these waves continued in their intensity and power until I could not even speak. All I could do was just receive as he literally filled me up to overflowing with his presence and love.